All right. Coach, if you could open up with a quick statement, then we'll have questions.
Well, clearly it didn't go the way we would have liked. I think that Clemson has a really good football team, and we didn't play very well. And it comes back to me, starts with me. I thought we were ready to play, but clearly we weren't. So, you know, we couldn't win any one-on-one plays, any one-on-one blocks. Or if we did, not many. Really struggled offensively. And, you know, defensively we missed a ton of tackles and gave up some big plays to dig ourselves a hole. Actually played decent in the second half on defense, but we were so far behind, it really didn't matter.
Questions for Coach Johnson?
Well, you were 3-for-15 on third down, and you always talk about trying to be third and short, and that didn't happen tonight.
No, we probably were less than 20% on option reads. We missed a lot of reads, and when we did get them right, it was like popcorn. And some of the stuff, I mean, was just ridiculous. We turned guys loose. Those two throwback plays were supposed to be jailbreak screens coming back across the middle. I can't explain why we do some of the stuff we do here, but we do.
It seemed like Taquan struggled with the reads, and it seemed like the early pressure kind of maybe got in his head.
Well, the first series, we tried to take some of it off of him by doubling the read key and just kind of hand it off, and we got a little first down going and got the thing going and fumbled the ball. And then, of course, like in years past, boom, boom, two plays, three plays later, it's a touchdown. And you're digging out from behind.
Other than that fumble, Cervante seemed to be...
Cervante ran hard, yeah. I think he ran hard. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of room in there. We had a hard time cutting them off, too.
With the quantum of these, what made it hard for him to...
It's called good players. And they came in there really fast. And they were upcharging him. And it's... I get a kick they lined up the same way as Wake Forest with different players, okay? And the same way that everybody plays. There is no magical elixir about how you line up and play. It's called beating blocks. And we got rattled a little bit, especially in the first half. We got rattled on offense. And I thought Matthew came in and kind of settled everything down and knocked out a couple first downs, and actually Taquan played much better after that. I think if I had to do over again, I'd have set him out a series in the first half.
It's kind of rough on Matthew to come in and do that and then go out of the game with an injury.
Yeah, well, it's disappointing for him because he works hard, and hopefully it's not serious, but we'll see.
With the jailbreaks, was it like Ricky turned out? Was it you, that was part of the issue?
First one wasn't Ricky. The first one, well, actually, on the first one, it was the other way, but we turned the three techniques scot-free, so he was running for his life. I mean, so we turned him loose on the offensive line, and then we didn't come, you know, I don't know if it would have worked anyway, but you'd like to try to run it the way you're supposed to. And then the other one, our quarterback called it both ways in the huddle. So you had half the team going one way, and Ricky was on the other side, and when I asked the lineman, they said he called 60 in the huddle instead of 70. So,
in terms of defense, you got to see Clemson speed. I mean, they ran down Cervante from behind on that long run.
Yeah, and I think that the part of it was we were really, really on. And I talked to him a lot about the ball security. And a couple of times when he got into the secondary, I think he was so concerned about hanging on to that thing that maybe he didn't get to open up like he normally would, but yeah, I mean they're fast on defense. I mean, we're not the only people they do that to. They've won quite a few games here.
Coach, with your style, does the weather kind of dictate what you got to do? You know,
we had a hard time trying. The few times we did try to throw the ball, we had a hard time look like throwing it, but they didn't. So you know, I don't think that you could blame it on the weather. No, we'd rather played when in the clear, yeah, with a quick field and all that, but I'm sure they would too.
With their speed, how much do they take away from what you could do as far as even the pitch game and you know?
Well, it all starts on the first read, and if you're missing the first read, then it, you know, you never get to that point. And the times that you get it right, the one long run Cervante had was a good, you know, we got the read right. There was a couple other ones where he and Jerry popped through where we got the reads right, and they were upcharging a lot. You know, they were coming down like they're going to take the guy and then up. And I should have helped him more than I did. I finally told him in the first half, just hand the dang thing off until they take the guy. You know, but they're coming at warp speed now, and there's some big guys.
Presley
did a great job. Yeah, did a nice job. Really did.
It seemed like you guys covered kicks and things better. That part of the game was better.
Yeah, we had a couple. It was ridiculous. That fiasco at the end there. I mean, I don't know what that was. But it wasn't anything that I would like to see again. I mean, we thought I had three timeouts. And I thought with 4:40 or whatever, we're going to have the ball twice. But if they put their hands team out there, you could kick them deep, maybe pin them back down inside the 20 and use your timeouts. And if you could stop them three and out, and maybe if you scored, then you could onside kick at the end. But we didn't execute that. That's on me as miscommunication, I guess. I don't know what that was that we did.
I would
pushed it to the returner.
Defensively, they're probably about as good a team as you faced. Is that?
I think they're good, yeah. I mean, and it's like I told our team, they're good enough that they don't need our help. And so when you're turning guys loose and not blocking guys and doing those, it's just like the fourth down play we came up short on. We had two missed assignments on that play. And, I mean, that is stuff that we have seen 8 million times. I can't explain why they, you know. But I think sometimes when you're playing big, fast guys, the pucker factor comes in. And you just, for whatever reason, you do.
One, two more for Coach.
Step came and went out of the game, and Johnny came in and seemed to actually hold his own out there.
Yeah, I thought of Johnny did. You know, they threw a couple of deep balls on him. They were going after Step pretty good early on. Yeah.
Matthew's follow play is working pretty well there for a few plays. Is that something you weren't as comfortable running with Taquan, or is that part of the whole misreads thing when he was in there?
No, we just didn't run it as much with Taquan. We kept trying to get, you know, something going. When you're not making first downs, you don't have a lot of plays. And so you get one negative play or you go backwards, and there was never really anything offensively that you could hang your hat on. That, you know, when we're really good on offense and at our best, we kind of get into a rhythm and we've got, you know, go-to plays. We didn't have any go-to plays.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.